Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us. Jedi.Tax Radio is on air. Thank you, Zombie One, for joining us. I ask you to bear with us. Apparently, we are having an internet issue. Unbelievable. It would be just about what is going on right now, but we are recording, so the episode will be on YouTube later. Our Facebook connection, of course, does not want to work right now. Unbelievable. So we're going to try to switch to our backup. And while we do that, we're going to see if we can get going. And now apparently the backup is not working as well. Unbelievable. It's great. Great. Here we go. But now it's up. So I'll ask you to bear with us. I got to set this bad boy while we record. I know it's going to look bad on the YouTube channel, but it is what it is. But thank you for joining us. And I think we're live on Facebook as well now. So the recording for the YouTube channel will be up later. If you guys want to give us a hand, head on over to Jedi.Tax down at the bottom of the page in our social section. There's a link to our YouTube channel. We need 100 likes so we can program our own page. Otherwise, we have this long head set of numbers that just doesn't work. But it is what it is. We're going to get to it. A lot of stuff to go over today. I have lots of notes. And now that I'm live, I'm trying to find them. Here we go. Jedi.Tax Radio, 914-338-0314. If you have any questions that you would like unanswered, we are going to be having special guests joining us from around the tax spectrum. We're hoping to have federal agencies as well as state, actually federal agency, the IRS, as well as a few state agencies join us from time to time. We've reached out to several of them, and we haven't received a no yet, so we don't know if that's related to COVID-19 or not. But if you have any questions, don't care how complex it is. As I said in the first episode, we don't always have the answers, but there's always someone that does. So I have associations with tax attorneys, EAs. They really know what's going on. So if you have a question, you need assistance, we will bring them on, and they will be able to provide us the answers. So you may find programming information at ndbmedia.net. Of course, send us your questions on the Twitter page at IRS Man, the IRS Man. That's the Twitter page. Of course, Jedi.Tax is the main page. And if you're finding us, we're on Facebook, Jedi.Tax as well. We gave you a little bit of history last week when we were talking about income taxes, how we started up. And look, basically, anytime you hear anyone tell you that taxes are against the Constitution, it's wrong, 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 wrong. And that's not my impression of Dr. Cox or Scrubs, but it's wrong, wrong, wrong. The 16th Amendment. Take a look at the first episode, and I go into great detail and explain as to why it is not only in the Constitution, but very, very legal. So it is what it is. Thank you, Guillermo, for joining us. We are live, and really good stuff. If you have any questions, just go ahead and leave them there in the chat room, and we'll be able to get to them. We're going to try to get to them today. But we're going to talk about withholding. I was going to try to get into some tax forms, but it's not really going to be doable tonight. So I want to tell everyone that a lot of forms are down, and what I mean by tax forms, I mean the older ones. I wanted to upload some copies on how the tax forms have changed over the years. It's kind of cool. Over 33 years, I've seen the forms change. But as much as they change, they always remain the same. That being the case, we're going to do the history tax forms sometime in the future, not today. We're going to do withholding because there's a lot. Everyone starts off at about 18, maybe sometimes a little bit younger at 16, maybe even younger than that. I don't know if it should be or not. Depends on your state. But the first inkling that you receive, other than your parents celebrating, yay, it's over, I've done my taxes, or the refund arrived, or, oh, those rat bastards got me again. It's usually our first experience when it comes to income taxes, but we usually don't know about it other than that until we get a job. And once we have a job, one of the first things we do when we're hired is, let me have your Social Security card, your driver's license, birth certificate. Oh, and to fill out these a form, the W-4 form. Like, oh, what is that? And it is our first connection to income taxes, which is really kind of cool. Form as we see it now, it is called, oh, and these documents are available for download on the Blog Talk Radio page, on the description, as well as on our Facebook page. So you can follow along. The W-4 form is listed. Employees withholding certificates. Oh, wow. This is cool. This is live. I just got paid. And it's absolutely awesome. I'm going to go to it right now. Forgive me. Oh, come on. Don't tell me you're not going to let me. Yeah. Sorry. It's really nice when you get an email saying that you received. Oh, there it is. I got a QuickBooks payment. Sorry. A little excited there. And it's a tax payment, too, so it's really cool. But all kidding aside, we're going to do a W-4 form for a married, filing, joint couple and then for a single couple. Single earners on both of these, so you can get an idea of what we're going to do. There is a lot of HEDGA language, so I ask you to bear with me. But if you want to follow along, you'll learn a little bit about being able to plan your own taxes. Now, I updated yes, the Facebook live stream is working. Thank you, Zombie. Check it out, please. It's facebook.com/JediTax. So, I even shaved for tonight. Cut the hair and everything. Woohoo. Anyway, I had to. Last time I think I had some things growing out of my ears. It just wasn't good. But for those of you listening on the radio, nothing to worry about. I do have to reach for something before my voice goes. Forgive me. It's Mug Root Beer, official drink of NDB Media, at least for tonight. Forgive me. Oh, my goodness. Ah, that was good. The employee's withholding certificate. And if you look at the form, Section 1 begins by first name and middle initial. So we're going to start with this one. We're going to fill it out. In my case, it's going to be Joe Diego. I like that one. Joe Diego. So first name is Joe, last name is Diego. We're going to put the address as 123 South. I don't know why. If you go north, some people are crazy about it. Thanks for the likes, guys. We appreciate it. Head on over to our YouTube page and give us likes there, too. That's found on Jedi.tax on the social link near the bottom of the page. We need them, please. We really need the likes on the YouTube page. 123 South Main Street, Los Angeles, California, 90022. That's East LA, for those of you that know and don't know. In the case of this individual, under Box C, well, actually Box A is name, address. Box B is a Social Security number. And Box C is your filing status. We're going to start off on the first one to give you an idea on how this works. So Box C gives you an option of filing as single or married filing separate. Number two, or the second option is married filing joint or qualifying widower. The third is head of household. And it says in parentheses, check only if you're unmarried and pay more than half the cost of keeping up a home for yourself and a qualifying individual. Now, I love the complexity of the income tax forms. Head of household says, only if you are unmarried. Does that mean that you're single? Could it mean that you're separated? Could be. Could be that you haven't lived with your spouse for 15 years. I'm going to get into this probably in the next session, the one in September, I believe it is. What are we going to talk about in September? Forgive me. And my notes are all over the place. Actually, we are going to talk about status. So just keep that in mind. Unmarried doesn't necessarily mean just single. It could be separated. It could be something else. But just keep that in mind. You have to complete step 2 through 4 only if they apply to you. And in this case, they will. In this person, Joe Diego, who's married, he has one adult child. And what I mean by adult child, the child is going to school and we're going to say they're 20 years old. So it's Joe and Josephine is the wife, which is really unimportant for this transaction. And then we have Joanne as the daughter. or the son. Joe. I don't know. I don't know how they identify. So, name's Joanne, and we'll go with that. They're 21 years old. The couple will say Joe is 51 and Josephine is 46. So, the ages will come into play later on. When I discuss that, probably next week, next month, when I talk about these items. But anyway, step two is if you have multiple jobs or the spouse works. So the instructions say complete this step if you hold more than one job at a time. In the case of Joe Diego, he only has one job, so there's nothing that we have to do. We don't have to check the estimator. We don't have to do the multiple jobs worksheet. That's what we as preparers do for you. We help you plan your refunds. This is something that H&R Block instituted back, I believe, in 1989, a long time ago. It's a really good program where they could estimate your refund almost to the dollar. It was really good. That was very complex. I did a few of them myself, and I was always within $10. I know I just said to the dollar, right? Depends how much the client earns throughout the year, but I was always within $100. The client was always satisfied. Look, if you can get to within $200 to $300 on your estimating, it's pretty damn good. I do want to welcome Thomas in Louisiana. Thank you. I know Guillermo is on the West Coast here, not too far from me. And Big Dog, Peter Gama, thank you. He is over in Riverside, California. So thanks for being with us. So we're going to jump to step three and four, because this client only has one job. So it says if your income will be $200,000 or less, in this case, yes, multiply the number of qualifying children under the age of 17. Well, for that one, it would be zero, but multiply the number of other dependents by 500. Well, there's one. Joanne is 21, so this one will be 500. So we're going to have to keep that in mind. Add the amounts above. There's nothing on the first line. On the second line, it's 500. So line three on the W-4 would be $500. Now, if you have an underage kid, under 17, they would qualify for $2,000. That's the child tax credit. So if you would put $2,000, and if you're a Latin family, such as myself, it would have been $4,000 if they were of age. Didn't pick on anyone, just picked on myself. So in this case, line three would be $500. So on step four, which is optional, is there other income, not from jobs? Are you self-employed? Do you have significant earnings from maybe a rental property or even investments where you earn more than what you would normally earn from your job? Say you earn $300 to $400 a month. That might not be a lot to really affect it, but you could nose over a bracket. And then you might get hit a little bit, but you should still be okay. In this case, there are no significant additional earnings, so we're going to wipe it out to zero. Now, claim deductions, we're on section step four. Other than the standard deduction, I want to reduce your holding. Use the deductions worksheet on page three and enter the result there on four. Okay, so the answer is zero because there are no other standard deductions. We believe that the withhold, the married filing joint is this year $24,400. We expect it to go up to $24,800 for this year. So we need to keep that in mind. Oftentimes, if we end up owing money, we have line 4C, which is available to us, and say, hey, you know what? I'm going to owe $800. And this is the way we figure it out. If you owe $800, in a perfect world, you see us on January 1st. You divide 800 divided by 52. That's $15.38. To be on the safe side, we would recommend putting aside $20 additional right here at $800. Hi, Patty. There's a future. There's a future star right there. Patty, thank you for joining us. I'm talking about the withholding tables right now, and I'm on page one of the W-4. And again, for everyone who's watching both live and who will be listening in the archive later, these forms are available right now on the Blog Talk Radio page in the description, and they're also available on the Facebook page. They're downloadable. There's another entry for them. We're doing the W-4 right now. So, extra withholding, it doesn't matter. If you think about it, if you show up in March or April, you do the math. Ask the person how often are they paid. Often they're paid twice a week. I'm sorry, bi-weekly. So every 2 weeks. So you can figure out. You look at a calendar, say they're here on March 15th, and you just count. Yeah, all right, January, let's see, that's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks, it's three. I'm sorry, that's one. That's two pay periods, three pay periods, four, five pay periods have passed. There's approximately 26 pay periods if it's every 2 weeks. 26 divided by what? What did I say? How many? Did I say six? It's six. Six pay periods. So you have 20 pay periods left. So if you're projecting that because you've done their taxes or you are a client who's having your taxes done and you owe $400 and everything being equal, it would be very easy to solve that. You have 20 pay periods left. If everything is kosher, you're probably going to end up paying the same amount in a simple, simple world. I said 500, right? Yes. 500 divided by 20, because that's how many pay periods are left. You would ask for an additional $25 to be taken out, and you would pretty much, it would be within $100, $200, if your earnings are stable, solid, all the way through. If you're in overtime, you're going to need some adjustments to be made, but it's minuscule when you consider the entire impact of the year. How many pay periods do you have? That's the key. And when you start planning, you have to know how many pay periods are upcoming. So I just gave you a, for instance, on line 4C on the W-4. Let's do one for a married filing joint couple right now. You're going to need publication 15T. And I made a mistake. I did not attach that one. That's okay. It is available on the IRS website, 15T. These are the withholding tables. I'm on page 7. We're going to do a wage bracket method tables for manual payroll systems with forms W-4, form 2020 or later. So the table that we're going to use is on page 7 of publication 15T. So I'm going to walk you through it. This is how you can figure out how much you should be having taken out of your checks. For those of you that are going to be preparers, you need to have an idea about this. But if you're with Jedi.tax, don't worry. You will have the forms available to you. Excuse me. I had to take another sip. My throat is kind of drying up. I may not have taken my allergy pill right now. And it's 76 degrees, but it's like 90 in here. So we'll go on. So step one, on page 7, you adjust the employee's wage amount. So question 1A in this case is, enter the employee's total taxable wages for this pay period. First week of the year, $1,000. That's how much they earn for the week. Question 1B would be, enter the number of pay periods you have per year. We're going to go with 52 for the 52 weeks of the year. On question 1C, enter the amount from step 4A on the employee forms W-4. Now remember, we were talking about the W-4 a few moments ago. And step 4A is income from other jobs. We said in this case it's going to be zero. So question 1C on page 7 of 15T is zero. Question D, divide the amount on line 1C by the number of pay periods on line 1B. Well, 1C is 0 by 52, 0. That one should be easy. 1E, add lines 1A and 1D. Well, 1D is 0 and 1A is 1,000. So 1E is now 1,000. On 1F, enter the amount from step 4B of the employee's form W-4. Now, we entered that one as zero. So 1F would be zero. Line 1H, or I'm sorry, 1G, divide the amount on line 1F by the number of pay periods. Yeah, it's going to be zero. That's 1G. And 1H, subtract 1G from line 1E. Wow, really? That's crazy. So the adjusted wage amount, 1E, is 1,000 from 1G. It's still going to be 1,000. Okay. That was a simple one. But that's the stuff that we have to figure out if we're going to do some tax planning. And you as a client can do this using these forms. You need the W-4, which, as I mentioned, and I'm showing it on screen, is here. For those listening on the radio, I do apologize. It is the W-4 found at IRS.gov and in the description field. And then you need page 7 of the 15T form. Step 2 is you're going to figure the tentative withholding amount. So if you use the tables, which immediately follow on page 8, you're going to look up the wage bracket for weekly payroll. There's 52 weeks. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you like simple. Thanks, Patty. Thanks for being here. So if they have earnings of $1,000, when you look at the table, the adjusted wage amount, it's from $1,000 to $1,010. Because the prior one is $990, but less than $1,000. So the one we're in is $1,000, but less than 1,010. So that's 10, because if you count 0, yeah, I know, math teachers, let it go. 0 is 1, go all the way through 9, that's 10. So the withholding figure is $56. You guys wanted to make it easy? We can stop right there. That's how much they're supposed to take out of your check. If you're married filing joints, $1,000 a week, it should be $56. But we have a dependent that is 21 years of age, so they don't qualify for the child tax credit. So from the answer we should have is now $500. So when we look at the next one, it says 3B is to divide the amount on 3A by the number of pay periods. 500 divided by 52 is 962. So we then subtract the 962 from $56, gives us $46.48. And following all the magic, there's no additional earnings, there's no nothing else. The correct withholding would be $46.48. So if we do this correctly, that means that they're going to take out $46.48 times 52. That's $2,416.96. So if they earn $52,000, we subtract $24,800. That's their standard deduction. $52,000 minus $24,800 leaves us $27,200. And I wish I would have had this form readily available. I do not. I'm going to see in my reference documents if I have the tax guides right now. This is now, yes, publication 17. What you need to do now is you have $27,200, which is what's left over. $27,200 in earnings. Their tax amount is, for married filing joint, $1,879. So $2,879 is what they're supposed to pay. But they have one dependent, so you get to subtract the $500. And that drops it down to $2,379. Let's go back. I cleared it. $46.48 times 52 is $2,416.96. If we subtract what is withheld, $2,416.96, from their projected tax amount, they would get a refund of $37.96. That's called pay-as-you-go. That's the way the system is supposed to work. It doesn't always work that way because there are other things. Think, we didn't consider any savings accounts. We didn't consider any investments. We didn't consider self-employment earnings. We didn't consider rental property earnings or deductions for that matter. But to give you an idea, if everything is done correctly, you should break even under this new system. You should contact your preparers, have them do a little bit of math for you, or if you don't want to do the math, you can use the tax estimator, which is on the IRS webpage. It is the first link on the description in the radio program, as well as on our Facebook page. If you would like that link, send us a message on our Twitter feed, twitter.com/theIRSman. Wow. I knew this was going to take about 30 minutes, and it really did. I rushed through it quickly because there's a lot of information on here. And if you want to do some tax planning for your own situation, it's really simple to do it. You just have to know where to look. I will write an article about this on our blog, which will be found on Jedi.tax. And when it comes to doing the math, this will probably be the more complex ones that we did now. So I apologize if it's a little muddled to you. I am not skilled yet on showing documents on our feed, but we're working on it. But if you do have questions, go ahead and send it to us on our Twitter feed. We'll be more than happy to respond to it. And as I mentioned earlier, we have made contact with attorneys and GAs. They're enrolled agents. These are not necessarily the Marines, but these are the special forces. These are the guys that really know what's going on. They know more than regular taxpayers such as myself. I have no desire to be an EA. I know what they know. I can't do what they can do. That's okay. They're really skilled at quite a bit of stuff. They handle more complex items. I don't handle estates. My clientele doesn't require that. Do I have estate clients? Yes. And they're real easy. But there are some that I have to recommend to someone else. Remember, both as a client and as a preparer, you never lie to the client. You always tell them what is going on. You don't know, you tell them you figure it out. With everything that's available to us, we would be able to figure it out very quickly. And wow, there it is. I'm down to 90. I'm really happy that we've done this. Again, I know we may have rushed it, but if you listen to the episode again, you'll be able to hear the instructions. And you can always contact me. I'll help you go through this tax planning. No one wants to owe money. But if you want to get your refund to the $100, not the penny, the $100, you can always contact Jedi.com and we'll tell you how to do it. So we have a minute left. I want to thank you. Our episodes will be replaying next week. We are going to be going over the tax return itself. The tax return can be divided into six sections, and we're going to be taking the first section next week. So the episode may go more than 30 minutes. It may go an hour because there is a lot to it. But I want to give you a heads up on that, and hopefully you guys will like it from here on forward. I want to help you guys that don't use preparers or even have preparers. It's beneficial that we all know. No one likes surprises at the end of the year. They really suck, even for preparers. And we're expecting refunds. Ugh, I'm not even going to get into the unemployment for this year. It's going to be nasty. We're already prepping. That's why I'm doing these videos. So I'm ending right now with 10 seconds. I want to thank everyone, Zombie, Patricia, Peter, Diego, for joining in on us. Thanks, guys. We'll be on next month. First Sunday of the month live. We may be doing more of them, but for now, that's what we're going to be doing for the moment. So I'm going to end the program. I want to thank you all for joining us.